This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Welcome to the first episode of Sustainable Returns, a podcast series by Netgroup Investments. My name is David Levinson, Head of Responsible Investment at Netgroup Investments, and I am pleased to open this first episode with a reflection on where we are and where we're going on the path towards sustainability. 2024 was a mixed year. Globally, we've witnessed both setbacks and strides. In the United States, for example, the recent political shift has given rise to anti-ESG sentiment at the national level. Yet, in regions like the UK and here in South Africa, bottom-up momentum and private sector determination continue to drive meaningful change. We recognize the urgency of the moment. In a recent presentation by Johan Rockström, the leading author of the Planetary Boundaries Framework, he noted that the climate crisis manifests itself first and foremost in floods and droughts. This was most certainly evident in 2024 as the world came to terms with several economic costs attributable to a warming world. In a record-breaking event, the eastern region of Spain received 772 millimeters of rain in just 14 hours, leading to severe flooding and loss of life. According to a study published in Advances in Atmospheric Sciences, scientists found that climate change made events just like this twice as likely. Dubai experienced its heaviest rainfall in 75 years over a 24-hour period, causing widespread flooding and infrastructure damage. While closer to home, persistent droughts affected large parts of Southern Africa, severely impacting agriculture and water supplies. And if that wasn't enough, we also need to face the reality that comes with the oceans heating up, which is the probability of more frequent and often out-of-season hurricanes. Hurricane Helene struck in late September 2024, causing extensive damage and resulting in mass loss of life. It was one of the costliest disasters of the year, with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association estimating damages in the vicinity of $80 billion. I know you may be listening and wondering, what do we do now? There are obvious and more obscure ways that investors can hedge themselves against such risks or even look to participate in these events in a manner that supports portfolio resilience. One area that has received significant attention over the past 2 years is that of catastrophe bonds, also known as cat bonds. These are high-yield debt instruments designed to help insurance and reinsurance companies manage the financial risks associated with natural disasters, just like hurricanes, earthquakes, and floods. These bonds allow insurers to transfer some of their risk to investors in the capital markets. Climate change is becoming more tangible, and the World Economic Forum's risk report for this year reflects this reality. While misinformation and disinformation top the list of short-term concerns, the longer-term threats are rooted in environmental degradation, biodiversity loss, and resource depletion, such as water, for example, a resource so foundational that its scarcity ranks among the greatest future risks. I also want to remind everyone not to lose sight of the opportunities that we do have. Transitioning to a low-carbon economy will require investment in renewables, energy infrastructure, and grid resilience. As we face this polycrisis, we must remember that our choices now will define our legacy. At Netgroup Investments, ESG considerations are deeply integrated into our investment process, not for show, but because we believe this is the path to long-term value for our clients and for our planet. Thank you for joining me and listening to this first episode. Stay tuned for the next episode of Sustainable Returns, where we unpack more insights and key movements and trends in the responsible investment space.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.